السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، بعد فضل الله the month of Ramadan has begun. أتاكم شهر عظيم. A great month has come upon us where the doors of Allah's rahmat are wide open right now. The first 10 days are the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rahmat of Allah entails Allah Ta'ala giving us the ability to obey Him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, tawfiq ya ta'a. Allah Ta'ala opens the rosy sustenance of His bondsmen, of His slaves. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgives all sins. Allah Ta'ala makes decision of entering into Jannah. This all is found in one drop of the rahmat of Allah. And presently, right now, every second, every moment, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is in splendor. And His rahmat is pouring upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us take as much as we can from the rahmat of Allah and do all the amal of rahmat. Right now, keeping fast also is an amal, an action of drawing the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not be unmindful of this every moment that we are in the rahmat of Allah, and as much as we can take, these are bargains right now we take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Month of Ramadan is like a marketplace. Allah ta'ala is giving great amounts of bargains right now. And vouchers are being distributed, currency is being printed, and everything is on sale right now in the marketplace of Allah. The rahmat, the barakat, security, afiyat, hifazat, sihat, good health, emotionally, physically, financially, all the bounties are being distributed right now in the marketplace of Allah, as much as we can take. This is a month to take as much as we can. Then the second 10 days of maghfirat, special forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the last 10 days, freedom and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala give us the full benefit of this month and very, very simple a'mal to do in the month of Ramadan. All our salah wa takbira ula, with the first takbir and the first saf in the masjid. Nothing less than that. This shows we are rushing and we are running for the rahmat of Allah. Allah is prepared to give without any limit. We are restricting ourselves and we are falling back. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to run for our salah and as much Quran tilawat as possible. This is the biggest wazifa in the month of Ramadan. The greatest amal is our Quran tilawat, to read and to listen. Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity. And out of His sheer love and muhabbat for us, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity to stand before Him for 20 more rakats. Allah Ta'ala has given the opportunity. Is that like now a person is booking someone and getting one free night? He'll take it as a bargain. Allah Ta'ala is giving a bargain also. 20 more rakats, 20 more rukus, 40 more sajdas in front of me. Allah Ta'ala is giving him the opportunity to stand every night before Allah and draw from His rahmat. So as much as we can right now to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our salah on time and our Quran tilawat as much as possible. And four things we cannot do without. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned in the hadith, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu billahi min al-nar. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu billahi min al-nar. Four things we cannot do without. To say La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, seeking Allah's forgiveness, asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for Jannah, and seeking refuge in Allah from the fire of Jahannam. As much as we can read when we're sitting down, waking up, walking around now and then, continue reading this dua. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, a'udhu billahi min al-nar. There are different variations of this dua, which is permissible. We can say La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'aluka al-jannah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi min al-nar. So there are different ways that we can read it, all are permissible. So as much as we can do now in the month of Ramadan. And for us to understand the value of the month of Ramadan is very, very important that we read the virtues of Ramadan. Once we know the virtues, what we're getting. Right now, we all, as the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we know the value of mal, which is wealth. We know the value of mal. By reading the virtues of Ramadan, we'll understand the virtues of a'mal. What Allah Ta'ala has kept, what Allah wants to give us. Mal, we get from the makhluk and the creation, we know the value of it. We lose mal, we feel the pinch, we feel the hurt, we feel the pain. A'mal we lose, we don't feel the pain. Allah Ta'ala, give us those hearts that feel the pain. We lost the amal. We lost the amal. I lost my takbir. I lost my Quran tilawat. I lost my first saf. We should feel the pain. The only time we'll feel the pain is when we read the fada'il and the virtues of these amal and these beautiful actions, especially now in the month of Ramadan. One nafil is equal to one farz. One farz is equal in reward to 70 fara'is. So how for us to perform all our nawafil, all our fara'is? So our salah on time, our Quran tilawat, our tarawih salah, and open our hearts and enjoy it as much as we can, inshallah. So for this, we've posted these 10 ahadith in the fada'il of Ramadan. There's much detail to it, there's commentary. We will post the full kitab also. But the least we can do, we encourage, we implore, we appeal to our brothers. Take out the time at night with our families and our children and read these 10 ahadiths every night till our children and ourselves know it almost by heart. It should not be the time will come like many. A few years ago we heard of certain students or a certain child in a certain school, a white school, because of intermingling and the suhabat in the company of non-Muslims, he comes to his parents, "I don't want to keep roza anymore. Why should I keep roza? My Christian friends are having a good life. They don't have to starve the entire day. So better I become a Christian." Parents were shocked out of their wits that our son talking like this from a Muslim home. The child sent to school knows the virtues of mal, of making wealth. Doesn't know the virtues of a'mal, what Allah will give him through actions. To save the iman of our children and to spur us on also to do the amal, we have to read the virtues what Allah has kept in this month for us to take from Allah to the maximum that is possible for ourselves. So read this 10, it'll take us a few minutes, or make it 5 hadiths for one night, 5 hadiths the next night, and we have more time that we can read the commentary also, which will be in the full kitab that we will post, inshallah. But the minimum we can do this, and every year before the month of Ramadan, 1 month before that, start reading these ahadiths. Then we will post later the virtues of i'tikaf, inshallah. So this, spread it around, and we can share it with family members, and let our children read it. Let them take turns to read these ahadiths till it comes into their hearts of how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they enjoyed and valued the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us the full benefit, and also especially we take our time to make dua for the Muslim Ummah right now. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many bounties without us asking also. 99%, 99.9% of the bounties we enjoying, we haven't made dua. We haven't even made dua for our iftari food also. It's already been prepared. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to feel the pinch of our families, brothers, sisters, mothers, and children in Gaza and around the world. What are they going to have for iftari? They are crying for one loaf of bread, if not one slice of bread, just to pass the day. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to raise our hands and make dua for them at iftari time, and to thank Allah so much for His bounties. We don't even make dua for food. They are making dua and they are crying to the entire world just for one slice of bread, one bag of flour. So my beloved brothers and listeners, this month of Ramadan, is there a time to feast? Is there a time to go to the garage shops and have ice cream and to have coffee, etc.? If we want to, we have this habit, Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq that, as I mentioned to the brothers last week also, we all have our banking apps on our phones. Put a beneficiary there. One of those organizations that are working in these areas, be it the poor areas, downtrodden areas, the not so fortunate areas, or our brothers and our families in Gaza, that they are working in those areas. That instead of us spending so much money on a cup of coffee, a mug of coffee, or cappuccino, or an ice cream, I want to go, I pass by the garage, stop for a while, open your app, and say, "Ya Allah, I'm not going to have it today. It's going to cost me 100 rand, Ya Allah, this 100 rand for that baby in Gaza. For that crying mother in Gaza, Ya Allah, this 100 rand is for her baby and for her. I will not have it tonight. I will sacrifice the dessert for tonight. Maybe every second night, or not at all. And no braise in the month of Ramadan. The Quran khatam, Ya Allah, the money that I was spending on the barai, Ya Allah, this EFT, is for our brothers and our families and our mujahideen in Gaza. Ya Allah, this is for them. May these donations and this little that we are trying to give reach them with the afiyat and bring joy to them and tears to them and duas coming out from their hearts. So let us sacrifice a little bit. Tell our families also, let's cut down a little bit. Whatever we're spending usually, rather we do the EFT and send it to those organizations that are working in those places of the world where there's no food. And this is for the children of those mujahideen and those families. Don't know whether they'll see Siri tomorrow or Iftari tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala give us the hearts for the ummah that pain and make dua for them. So let us take our time every day, every night after the Tarawih or during the day and read this fada'il of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala inspire us to spend our time correctly and to cut our time down in our workplaces, come earlier to the masjid, spend maximum time over there, and especially at Maghrib time we don't miss our first surf and our first takbir because we are eating. Allah Ta'ala give us the reality that we're eating the bounties of Allah and we're missing the ni'mas of Allah in the masjid and we're breaking the command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us the hearts that pump in His muhabbat and explain it to our families also. They should not delay their namazes, they should read the salah on time, inshallah. All for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to draw as much from Allah. If we will spend this Ramadan correctly, right now the tide is against the ummah. What our small a'mal, may Allah ta'ala turn the tide in favor of the ummah and blow the winds for the ummah in the correct direction. That Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercies descend upon the ummah and Allah's anger be warded off the ummah. Our little actions, Allah will become pleased. Allah's anger will be dispelled and Allah's rahmat will come upon the ummah for the remaining part of the year. How we will carry ourselves out in the month of Ramadan, this will be the remaining 11 months of the year. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. If we don't have the spirituality, it is logically we can do it. We can understand that I have to do these things and I have to refrain. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq, even the time of tahajjud, to wake up early, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As much as we can, raise our hands, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, even longer if we can. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq and ability. And also the last 10 days of i'tikaf, to spend our i'tikaf in the company of some pious person where we can boost our spirituality and see the illnesses of our hearts and to rectify our lives completely, our social dealings, our business dealings, our akhlaq, our character, our internal, our external. At least now in the month of Ramadan, it is now for us to make a change. And do this with the intention, Ya Allah, for your pleasure. And I'm doing this, many people are marching, picketing in solidarity with the people of Palestine. What can I do for them? Ya Allah, I make a promise to you, I make a pact with you, Ya Allah, that now from today I will keep a beard. As the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, cool your anger upon the Muslim ummah. I will bring the sunnah into my life. I will keep a full beard now. Remove the mustache. Keep my pants above my ankles, O my Allah. I will keep my hair one length like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beautiful, the most handsome of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can match the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. How he kept his beard, how he kept his hair, how he kept his pants and his clothing. Oh my Allah, make me as you'd love me to be and make me your beloved. So at least now we can do it. Logically, I'm saying we can think, if I do these things, Allah will become pleased. Allah will become happy. Allah will change the condition of the ummah. I may be looking insignificant, but the amal I will do, the action I will do is very great in the court of Allah. It's a big change. The small change is a very big change to Allah, that I will... My kurtas I will ensure, my pants I will ensure, way above my ankles, and my hair correct, my beard correct, and for our mothers and sisters and daughters at home also, for them to make a change also, to refrain from all those things that are impermissible, whether it be the hair, whether it be the nail polish, etc., that makes the ghusl void also. So the little things we can start changing within our lives, to show Allah our solidarity with the Muslim ummah that pains our heart. We will not march the streets, but we will make the change within our homes. And we will raise our hands after we make the change. We'll ask Allah, Ya Allah, this is for the ummah. This is for your pleasure, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We value the ummah. Allah give us the value of a'mal also. With the small changes in our life, a revolution will take place in the world. Allah will use other nations to do this. Shouldn't be that we get left behind. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make a'mal and to make dua and to spend our Ramadan in such a way that is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember all in du'as, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.